All right, y'all. G'day, y'all. Today, we're taking a look at a little bit of a nostalgia trip here, both literally for motorsports sake and kind of on the channel as well. As you know, I used to do a lot of Bathurst videos and just, you know, Australian motorsports in general because, well, they're freaking awesome. And then, of course, Peter Brock. It's been one of the most entertaining people, period. Legend, you can call him that. He's been one of the most fascinating people to learn about as well. And I've looked at plenty of content surrounding him and various race cars and moments. Now, this is going back to 1991, looking at his mobile livery, Holden Commodore VN. These are mostly just in-race clips from different tracks. And, of course, the beautiful engine and exhaust notes that that car makes. And not to be confused with the VR Commodore, which is over there. Larry Perkins and Russell Ingall driving that one. And later in 95. If we go here, you type that in. I mean, there's the regular street car it's based on, as you all probably know. But that's what the race car looks like. And, well, it looks great. Some cars translate really well into race cars. And this is a great case of that. I mean, look at that. It's awesome. This is such a good shot right here, right? Oh, what a fun car to drive, I bet. I want to drive it. But we have the next best thing here, so let's go ahead and jump into it. Make sure the volume's up.
In the mirror now. He'll come out of the corner. You're pretty busy there, Pete.
I'm standing by.
Hell yeah.
Looks like the guy in the BMW is keeping you fairly busy, Pete.
Yeah.
Damn.
My brakes are a little bit going, and the right-hand rear tyre is saying, thank you very much, I've done enough Sunday driving at this stage, so I'm trying to understeer it through this corner, for instance, to take the weight off it, but I can look in the mirror there, and Tony is, here he goes, let him go, because I was holding him up.
Damn, that thing sounds freaking good. Holy crap, it gives me goosebumps. I've said this a long time ago. I'm gonna say it again. I don't care. He is so composed when driving. He's literally in the middle of a race on a racetrack in a fast race car. It's a fun scenario, but of course, racing is a dangerous scenario as well. And it's hard to get right. It's hard to be a good race car driver. And this guy is sitting here shifting like a god, right? Like just nailing every shift, nailing every downshift. Hitting the braking lines, hitting the apexes. The car is moving along in such a good and smooth fashion. And he's literally just relaxed, talking, literally talking to the commentators, hearing them, processing it, and giving a, you know, good response back in the middle of all that. Like, I just don't get it. It's freaking awesome. The guy is so skilled and so composed. It's crazy. And that car sounds glorious.
Sorry for the chassis.
He's nailing the shift so perfectly.
Peter, just watching your foot.
This is before the sequential BS. This is true H-pattern shifting with the clutch here. Don't forget that.
We can see the heel and toe and a bit of double to clutch.
Yeah, look at the heel toe action.
Just explain your way around the circuit for us.
Okay, first gear here. It's at half throttle now. Now I can flatten it. I'm in second gear.
Oh, damn, dude.
Up to fourth now. I use all the road here to save the tyres. And you can see I'll get across the apex here. We're talking about 240 chaos both above it. Brakes on now. Back to second.
Jeez.
Now. I'm trying to use everything I can to stop. Well, the brakes are very good, but I'm using it. I'm trying to sort of maintain a bit of brakes towards the end of the race because, boy, it's the hardest race I've seen. Third gear around there. Up to here, brakes on, back to second, just let it float down, keep it straight, cross the apex, and don't oversteer here, which I'm trying very hard not to. And in second gear, third gear up to here, fourth.
Wow.
And a little bit of fifth about now, and then put the brakes on and just hope we've got them all.
Damn. We're going to watch a couple more of these, and then I will link this down below so you can check out the whole thing. And of course, check out the channel as well. That channel being Touring Cars of Oz. My God, where's this been? This has been gone too long on the channel. These are just the best. Seriously. Rest in peace, Peter Brock, man. Just what an absolute icon of a country, icon of a sport. These are just literally so enjoyable to watch. They give me chills. And damn, did Holden make some cool cars. And wow, whoever made the engines for those. They sing, and they sing beautifully.
Room there, he probably realizes
I'm not familiar with this track.
Losing battle under brakes, but he's got what it takes in a straight line. Peter Brockman is with us on race
cam.
Peter,
with this car.
This is a familiar sight.
Yes, unfortunately, my brakes are getting very spongy.
Ooh.
And the left-hand rear tyre said, see you later at the moment, so I'm just sort of in cruise mode. So Jonesy can virtually do what he likes at the moment. I notice he's doing 61 point something, or his off laps to 62 point something. So, yeah, feels very dodgy.
So it's always interesting to get feedback, too, when the car's actually gone through something or the tires are bad. Damn, he's flying here.
And listen to this car and Brock's roar on the race cam.
Wow.
Distracted me from whatever it was I was saying. Good pictures.
Sounds like a proper race car.
There's anyway, Wynn Purcell in fourth is what I was going to say. Then John Bow in fifth and then Peter Brock in sixth.
All right, skipping ahead to Oran Park. Remember, there's a lot you didn't see here, so check that link out in the description.
He looks to be driving a little more conservatively now in this past couple of laps. Peter Brock, can you hear us?
Yeah, sure can.
What's it performing like?
Damn, that thing accelerates fast.
Oil problem, as a matter of fact. So I'm having to squeeze it on through the corners, particularly on the corner onto the main straight there. But that's helping the back tyres, which are well and truly saying, hey, take it easy, Brock.
Yes, I noticed you.
Oh, geez. And Mount Panorama. Let's go,
really
baby.
He's on fire at the mountain this year.
Johnson.
Look at how toe-to-toe this is.
Peter Brock, a master at this. And as they exit Mazda Corner, it doesn't require too much in the way of commentary. Just listen to that awesome V8.
Good words. Damn. Oh my god, it's screaming! Freaking cool is that? I'm gonna cut it there. This is a kind of a shorter one. These fly by. I don't even know if it... Yeah, I guess it was short. These fly by, man. Oh boy, do I remember doing these videos. I don't think I've obviously seen this compilation before, so this is new. I don't know how much I got to see of him in 91 with the VN Commodore either, so... That's pretty cool, right? Something I haven't really had as much experience with because a lot of the Peter Brock stuff I did and got to learn about was older. It was like the 70s and 80s, I think, more so than really the 90s, especially 91. Wow. I mean, what is there to say? Awesome freaking car. Those things are faster. I mean, we're talking about 1991 here. And, you know, this is not Formula One or something. This is touring cars in Australia. And these things are... They seem to be faster than you think, or faster than you would predict. That thing is flying off the corners, cornering pretty well. Also, you know, braking, everything seems to be well rounded with these things, and the shifting by this guy, right? The shifting, the fact that he's going that fast and shifting that fast up and down, and it's not sequential. It's not a sequential shifter. It just shows how impressive and how skilled this guy was. Also, I will just say the race cam, you know, you saw that graphic on the bottom. You know, we're talking about 1991 here. I always say this and I'll keep saying it. You got to give credit to, you know, Australia being number one on this. They were first with the in-car cameras and this is 91. And I didn't see American Motorsport clips, you know, 91, I wasn't even born. I was born in 92, but I didn't see any motorsport clips from the mid-90s or the early 90s in the U.S. or the late 90s for that matter that were this kind of quality and with the in-cars like that. They really were kicking butt with the camera angles and kind of innovations with the broadcasts. If you are newer here to the channel, take a look at my library of videos. Go back 2-3 years. You'll see a lot of videos like this. And boy, oh boy. Were some of them crazy. I probably went crazy on some of the videos because I was enjoying the hell out of these. I always am. Thank you for watching. I hope to see you in the next one. My name is Ian. You're watching IW Rocker. Until next time, y'all, stay safe out there. I'll catch you later.